Johnson.
It was a great job by Gilly to get back. It's exactly what needed to happen.
Gilmore throwing to Blackwell outside left. As the Badgers dodge one there. Crowell feeds Gilmore at the top. A pass for Klesman. Max is open. Three away is good from left of the circle. The fourth three of the day for Max Klesman. 53-50 Marquette. 13:45 remaining. Jones for Marquette. Left wing. Blackwell defending. Moves it up to Gold. A pass for Mitchell against Jack Janicki. Right hand toss for Jones. That's a screen from Mitchell. Gets it. Now it's Janicki on the switch. Jones sizes him up. Leaves it for Mitchell. Drives by Blackwell to the goal. Layup is good. They're getting some blow-bys here.
Well, straight line drive.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can't guard that.
55-50 Marquette. Now Blackwell stops right lane line and threw it away. Live ball turnover. Another steal for Marquette. Chase Ross to the line down the lane. To the rim and the layup is good. That's what Marquette does. And now Wisconsin will be using a timeout. The lead is 7 for the Golden Eagles. They're among the best in the country defensively. And Marquette showing why. And quite honestly, the Badgers are helping them a bit along the way. This will be a full timeout. Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi. 13:07 remaining. Marquette 57, Wisconsin 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money and update your home for the holidays with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program. Online or in-store today. Right now, save time and money with a pre-finished bright white six-panel interior door system. Only $129.99 now at Menards. Sale price good through December 8th.
Four seasons, greetings to you all from Menards.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. Wisconsin turnover prone here in these early minutes of the second half. Marquette now leading 57-50 with 13:07 remaining.
And they're just not forced turnovers. Like that, you can have aggressive turnovers, but right now Wisconsin with 12 turnovers compared to Marquette's 4. And it's not like Marquette is necessarily forcing Wisconsin into those turnovers.
Yep. Credited with 3 steals, but they say going into the break, as you just mentioned, the Badgers are helping them. Wisconsin gets it across against a little Marquette full-court pressure. Now Max Klesman up top, goes to the right side, drawing, kicks left corner, Janicki. Slips it inside. Gilmore catches. Low on the left. Pushed it up. Knocked away. Winter is there. Throws it up and in. It counts and a foul.
It worked out. Yeah, it worked out, but it's a big bucket because Marquette's sitting there up 7. And if you don't get a response there, now they got a chance to go up double digits to 10. Like, that was a really good answer. And it doesn't have to be pretty always. You just got to get the results.
They get Parham with a foul. That is his second. The free throw from Winter is good. A huge 3-point play there for Wisconsin. 57-53 Marquette with 12 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Ross outside left. Now Demarius Owens gives it to Parham at the free throw line. Kicked it back out to Chase Ross. Ross driving, runs it out to Owens off the left wing, goes up, knocked away, lost it out of bounds, and the last touch by Wisconsin with 9 on the shot clock.
Wisconsin's a little late on their exchange of that ball screen handoff, which they're running, so make sure they communicate that better.
Cam Jones, baseline right, will throw it in. Into Parham, he is with Winter. Parham floats it back out to Jones. McGee trying to get into him. Shot clock at 4. A step back 3. Right corner. Cam Jones. Good and 1. A 4-point play opportunity for Cam Jones. The lead back to 7 for Marquette. Nolan Winter the foul.
And that's where Nolan Winter is coming out to contest. It's a tough shot. Shot clock late situation. You're trying to contest, but you can't foul a jump shooter. If he makes it, he makes it at that situation. It's a step back. Cam Jones just would have made a great play. Not now. Not only did you foul him, but he made it. Now it's a chance for a 4-point play. It's the second time.
And he pays it off. Jones with 21 as he makes the free throw. 1-2-2, three-quarter press on for Marquette. 61-53, the Golden Eagles, 12-10 to play. Badgers break it. Kamari McGee will set the floor. Throwing to Gilmore between the arcs. Gives to Klesman. Right-hand toss for Nolan Winter. Parham is on him. As Marquette trying to tighten up the screws defensively. Jack Janicki on the right wing. Whips a pass to Quarter Gilmore. Gilmore, tough pass. One of McGee. Another turnover. Stolen away by Jones of Marquette. Right side to the front court. John Tanjay will be checking in next whistle for Wisconsin.
Yes.
It is time.
Yes.
Here's Jones against Janicki. Jones moving in the lane. Pivots up left hand. Not this time. Rebound tapped to Jack Janicki. 11:30 remaining. 61-53 Marquette. Janicki to the front court. Tosses it to Nolan Winter. High on the right. Winter a hand off to McGee. Kamari against Owens. McGee driving in the lane. It got tied up. It was spiked away by Chase Ross, but they get a foul as well on Ross. That'll be his second as we have the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 11:18 remaining. Marquette 61, Wisconsin 53. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems, and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11 minutes, 18 seconds remaining. Marquette 61, Wisconsin 53. Marquette getting a jump on the Badgers here in the second half, outscoring Wisconsin 24-14.
They're outscoring Wisconsin 12 points in the paint, but a lot of this has been Wisconsin's errors themselves. Yep. I mean, a couple of the turnovers that they've had, just throwing them away, throwing the ball away. defensively straight line drives with a lot of this action that Marquette is running. You know that's what they want. You can't get your help side defense over quick enough when you just get blown by offensively.
Wisconsin with 13 turnovers in this game. Marquette with the edge in points off turnovers, 11-5. John Tanjay back out there for Wisconsin with Winter, Klesmitz, McGee, and Blackwell. Tanjay with the three fouls. Kamari McGee will be stepping to the free throw line for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, when Greg is going to put John Tanjay back in the game, because it was, and that's why that foul by Nolan against Cam Jones was so tough, because it's a four-point play. If you can keep that close enough, maybe you can buy a little bit more time. But it's John Tanjay time now for sure.
First free throw for McGee is good. Kamari with 6 points. He had 8 points, four rebounds on Tuesday against Michigan. Averaging 6.7 a game coming in. Nearly three rebounds. Senior out of Racine. Second free throw is good. 61-55 Marquette with a clock running 11 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Cam Jones will walk it through the center circle. Works off to the left, chased by Blackwell. Stops left of the lane. And Trey Norman back in the lineup. Curls off the left wing of the paint. Shooting right hand, rolling in over Tanjay.
And that's an example of what we're talking about, a straight line drive. Even though that comes from the deep corner, it's a banana drive, right? And there's no resistance.
63-55 Marquette with 10:50 remaining. John Tanjay against Chase Russ driving. Lost his balance, lost the ball. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 14 for Wisconsin. Badgers averaging 9.3 a game coming in. Best in the Big Ten, among the best nationally. This is a game where you kind of have to figure you're going to cough it up more. But again, just a lot of unforced stuff here
but
for Wisconsin.
But that number should be 12.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like
that's,
yep.
I mean, that's where the number should be.
From 9 to 12
exactly.
For that game.
Now you have 14 already with 10 left to play.
Here's Jones, right foul line extended, moving in on Blackwell. Kick out Trey Norman. Puts it on the deck, driving right of the lane. Couple of pumps, cut off by Tanjay. Now Jones, a long three, right side. Too long, no good. Long rebound to Chase Ross. Another chance for Marquette. Jones on the left side. Jones pounding the dribble. Moving in on Blackwell. Jones in the lane. Up left hand. Good. Well, this guy's pretty. There is just no denying that. 10-point lead, Marquette. 10 minutes to play. 65-55, the Golden Eagles. Tanjay outside left, throwing to Klesmitz. Turns to Winter. Rotates to McGee on the right side. McGee finds Winter. Baseline right with a shot fake. Shot clock is at 12. McGee against Gold. Small versus a big. Drives, kicks. Winter for three. Right corner. Back rim no good. Trey Norman the rebound for Marquette. And here comes Ross throwing to David Joplin. He'll stop on the left wing. These are for Cam Jones, who has 23 points here today. And he has the basketball now. Pass deflected. Gets there to Joplin in the lane. Left lane line jump good. 12-point lead, Marquette.
Well, danger time right now. Offensively, you need to make sure you run something, put some pressure at the rim, at least break the paint, and then you can get your three, but you can't settle.
67-55, Marquette, 9:14 remaining. Winter throwing to Klesmitz. Max out front, whips it to Blackwell, shakes off the right wing, in the lane, low in the left, to the rim, layup, no.
They're going to call an offensive foul.
Yep, they'll get Blackwell. And that'll be his first. Crowell in for Winter. As the Badgers are in danger of having those wheels fall completely off.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been a lot of contact both ways. I get it. This is where both Johns, Tanjay and Blackwell, they do have a tendency to grab there. But, I mean, that's 15 turnovers already for Wisconsin. And they've got 6 teammate shots.
Blackwell out, Janicki in. Jones to the front court. Gets a screen from Mitchell. Right of the lane. Runs it out left corner for Ben Gold. Flips to Mitchell. Mitchell bobs off the Gold screen. Driving by Janicki. Low on the left. Throws it up. Good. It counts. And a foul. And the lead is 14 for Marquette.
Said it was time where offensively you need to get a possession, then you need to start putting some stops together. That's not the case. And I thought Stevie Mitchell's changed his game with the 18-minute mark.
Yep.
He came in, he put his nose in there, started taking a couple of offensive rebounds away from, 50-50 balls that guys had in their hands. Stevie Mitchell grabbed those, brought some energy to Marquette, and then He's just continued to drive and attack and do some things really well. God, it's not talked about nearly enough for Marquette, but he's changed his game.
No, I agree. He's been really good for a while for this program, and he hits the free throw. 70-55 Marquette. 1-2-2 three-quarter press is on. Badgers break it. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Klesmet up to Crow, back to Max. Long three straight away. Good again. Five threes for Max Klesmet. He has 19 points this afternoon. 70-58 Marquette with 8.5 minutes remaining. Trey Norman leads it for Ben Gold. Back at you, three right side. Off the rim, no. Whistle inside.
Should have gone the other way. Yeah.
Yes,
good
sir.
Box out. Yep.
Foul called here against Marquette's Chase Ross. That'll be his third. And now Carter Gilmore will come in for Wisconsin, replacing McGee. So you got Gilmore, Blackwell, Tanjay, Klesmet, and Crowell on the floor.
And this still is...
That time.
I mean,
oh yeah.
As bad as you've played this second half, you're still only down 12 with 8 to go. You just have to have some good execution on the offensive end.
There's Max Klesmet seeking it. Another three. In and out. No good. Rebound. Gilmore, one pump. Back up and in. Gilmore with a putback. 70-60 Marquette with 8:05 remaining.
Can you get enough stops is the question.
Chase Ross outside right. On a gold screen to the top of the circle. Leaves it for Stevie Mitchell. Cam Jones getting a rest right now. Mitchell on the left wing. Tanjay defending. Mitchell continues to put it on the deck. Mid post left. Runs it out to Trey Norman. 10 on the shot clock. Norman against Blackwell. A pass for Gold left of the circle. Gold driving on Crow. Oh, goes behind the back. Inside layup. Good, Trey Norman. Beautiful delivery. And the 12-point lead now for Marquette. 72-60 with 7:30 remaining. And a whistle. Blackwell and Mitchell get tied up. The foul called on Stevie Mitchell as we have the under 8 media timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 7:29 remaining. Marquette 72, Wisconsin 60. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning. Ho-ho-ho!
Shh! Want to hear a secret, but you have to keep it between us? The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Hall of Fame. We would like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Chuck Gennaro. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know was directly affected by the work Chuck has been doing during his 30-plus years with WFHR, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Chuck to Laura Berg, LAURA.BERGH, at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Marquette leading Wisconsin 72-60 before this sellout crowd at Fiserv Forum. 7.5 minutes remaining here in Milwaukee.
And it's got to start on the defensive end. We can talk offensively all we want. They've got 60 on the board. I still think they can try to break the paint a little bit more. They've had some offensive fouls, which I think has led to them being a little tender as far as trying to get to the paint. That being said, with down by 12, you got to get stops.
Inbounds pass, right sideline. Tanjay gets it into Blackwell. Now Gilmore, a handoff to Klesman. Max high on the right against Stevie Mitchell. Klesman brings it out near the logo, midcourt logo, throwing to Crowell, posting as Tanjay gets the pass, double team, low on the right, bustles it up and in. First points of the second half for Tanjay. He has 14 here today. 10-point lead Marquette, 7:05 remaining. 72-62, the Golden Eagles. Chase Ross, right side, driving, kicked it back out the Gold, wide open three, right side, good again.
And defensively, it just wasn't good enough. There's a lack of communication there. You get three guys. There's a drive to help. Big Steve has to help a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Gold slips out for his three.
75-62 Marquette. 6:42 remaining. Tanjay with a bounce for Crowell. Baseline right. Joplin is on Stevie. Starts the back, feeds Gilmore. Pass fake. Now dribbles into the lane. Bounces it back out to Tanjay. He's with Cam Jones. A step back three from Tanjay. Just clipped the rim. No good. Rebound Blackwell. And he spiked it off of Ross and out of bounds. Blackwell very nearly out of bounds himself along the baseline underneath the hoop, but he was heads up and was able to bounce it off of
the
Ross.
The shot clock's wrong here. This hit the rim.
It did hit the rim. Shot clock is showing four. That Tanjay three clipped the front rim. So they'll get that straightened out. We have 6 minutes.
They're going to review this. It should be a review. I mean, guys, it hit the rim.
Well, they just checking the game, maybe the game clock here too. Yeah. 6:26 remaining. 75-62 Marquette.
That being said, offensively, with what they're running and how they're getting into it, this is, you know, John Blackwell gets another offensive rebound, very similar to the Michigan game. However, the lead wasn't, you know, as big in this Michigan game. Can they get a couple of these? Can they put together a couple of stops is the biggest question. Right now, that's where it becomes.
Yeah, Marquette. Saying during the commercial break when they were 15-25 in the second half, but I didn't know they missed 10 shots. It just feels like everything is, and it's a lot of easy money buckets here too.
Absolutely. I mean, they've given, I hate that. Wisconsin's given up 38 points this
year. Yeah. And the paint points just
keep piling,
blistering.
Up.
So they'll get 19 on the shot clock after they get that squared away. 6:26 on the game clock. 75-62 Marquette leading Wisconsin. Badgers led at the half 39-37. Wisconsin's been blitzed here in the second half. Baseline left, Blackwell inbounds to Tanjay. Throwing to Crowell, back to Tanjay, turns to the Klesman. Right corner three is good for Max Klesman, who continues to be a nightmare for Marquette. 75-65, Marquette does lead with 6:12 to play. Jones on the right side. He's with Klesman. Jones now in the lane, up with the left hand, and Jones is a nightmare for Wisconsin again. Easy money. No help inside. 77-65 Marquette as Chase Ross at the other end. Guilty of a foul on Blackwell, high on the right. It's four on Ross. Klesman with 22 points today, 6 of 10 from the three-point line. Ross will come out. Trey Norman is back in. Tanjay will be inbounding. Sideline right into Carter Gilmore. Gilmore a handoff to Klesman. Max, now he's going to look for it. Stops, goes inside. Blackwell low on the left. Layup good. Blackwell from Klesman.
And you're sitting at a 10-point game. You got to find a way to string some stops together.
5:40 remaining. 77-67 Marquette. Jones on the right side. Klesman defending. Jones has 25 today. Off the right wing. Feeds David Joplin. He'll snap off a three. And that's in and out. Halfway down, it popped out. Blackwell the rebound. Ahead it goes to Tanjay. Blows off the right wing to the rim. Tried to dunk it. Gold denies. And it comes down to David Joplin. Ahead now to Mitchell. Left side. Sizes up a three. Takes it. Missed it. Rebound. Jones the putback for Marquette. 12-point lead. Marquette with 5:05 remaining. Here's Blackwell in the lane against Norman. Flipped it up and in from low on the left. Blackwell able to penetrate. 79-69 Marquette. 4:53 to play. Mitchell on the left side, around a Gold screen, hooks at the Gold. He'll try a three. Off the bracket, no good. Tanjay tapped at the Blackwell. Here comes John, busting up the floor in a reach-in foul on Stevie Mitchell. That'll be his third. And I believe that will have Wisconsin into the bonus. It will. Team foul number seven. Go back a couple minutes ago, Ben Gold, not necessarily known as an interior force. John Tanjay was going for another big dunk, kind of like he had against Michigan, and Gold just wasn't having it. The rejection, and that had the crowd ready to blow the roof off the place. Blackwell a 1-1, and that rattles out no good. Gold runs down the rebound to the right corner.
It still feels like Wisconsin has a run in there. Just now you look at kind of what they're doing, you see Wisconsin defensively in a 1-3-1.
Yep, saw it briefly in the first half. Here's Gold, left corner. McGee flies by. 79-69 Marquette. Joplin in the lane. Turns it back out to Jones. Open three, left of the circle. Good again. Cam Jones, have yourself another day. 82-69 Marquette with 4:10 remaining. 30 points this afternoon for Jones. Blackwell outside right. Feeds Crowell at the top. Well, angles left, goes into Tanjay. Gold cut him off with the left block. Now Tanjay curls back into the paint, splits two defenders up, no good. Gold the rebound for Marquette. Outlet Joplin, and he is fouled by Kamari McGee, trying to take it away. That's four on McGee. We're at the under four. Media timeout with Marquette in command. 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Marquette 82, Wisconsin 69. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time to make today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, positive for Wisconsin, Max Klusman has shot himself out of his slump. He's 6 of 10 from 3 at team-high 22 points. Meanwhile, Marquette with four players in double figures, led by their superstar Cam Jones. He has 30 here this afternoon. Marquette leads Wisconsin 82-69 with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play.
And you talk about, you know, some positives. Max Klusman, like you said, 6 of 10 from 3. That was good. Getting Max going is a big thing. It's going to be really important. Defensively, that's a different story.
Yeah, they just haven't been good at all.
But offensively, they've been able to keep getting some good stuff. They've just needed to stack some of these stops together. They just haven't got enough of them.
Yeah, when Wisconsin shoots 48%, which is what it's shooting today, and 9 of 23 from 3, that's a recipe for wins the majority of the time. The problem is Marquette today in the second half is better than 59% for the field and better than 52% for the game.
And it hasn't been difficult, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing that I think that's frustrating is, hey, if a team gets hot and they make difficult shot after difficult shot, and you take one on the chin,
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's basketball. Yep. There's games that happen. But there hasn't been any resistance at the rim. I mean, you look at points in the paint. They've got 30, almost 40 points there. 42.
26.
Like, so.
Here's Stevie Mitchell as we get back to action. Jones on the right side against McGee. High screen goal. Jones will use it. Moves to the top. Feeds Joplin. Joplin right of the lane. Whips it back out front for Jones. 10 on the shot clock. Cam Jones against Max Klusman. Another three for Cam Jones. No good. The rebound to Stephen Crow. Outlet to Tanja. 3:20 to play. 82-69 Marquette. Crow high on the left. He'll throw it to Blackwell. Baseline left against Trey Norman. Moving in. Low on the left. Tough shot in traffic. Good. Two more for Blackwell. 82-71. Marquette with 3:05 to play. Still time. It sounded like a broken record here, but see if Wisconsin could get some stops going and get a little momentum back their way. Jones left of the circle. Bounces the Joplin top of the key. Takes a look. Lets it fly for three. And that's in and out. No good. McGee went to the floor, then went up and cut Mitchell to the floor. Stevie Mitchell threw it up and in off the glass and then took a very hard landing. Oh. He pops back up.
I mean, if you talk about MVP of the game, it's Stevie Mitchell. I mean, that is, again, another opportunity that he gets.
84-71, Marquette. Kamari McGee is fouled out. He finishes with 7 points. 2 minutes and 47 seconds remaining.
I'm glad you said if they get a couple stops in a row, because I did feel like I was starting to become a broken record. So at least you could say it that time.
So yeah. I think we'll just throw the record away.
Yeah.
Just on this day.
I think that's probably a good decision.
12 points here today for Stevie Mitchell. A 75% free throw shooter, 1 of 1 here today. And the free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. Xavier Amos back in the lineup gets the rebound. 13-point lead Marquette, 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. For the backcourt resistance, Badgers get it across. Blackwell throwing to Amos. Out between the arcs. Now it's Crow off the right elbow. Handing off to Klusman. Steps back, can't get loose. Feeds Blackwell, he is loose. Tries a three, nails it from the right wing. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin as the Badgers are within 10. We'll probably take a look at this Wisconsin press with 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play. 84-74 Marquette, as we'll keep it here.
And I'm glad we threw that record away. So that being said, when you look at defensively what they've got to do here, you're going to see some sort of press, some sort of ability to try to speed up Marquette a little bit. See if you can force a couple turnovers. And I think that's the biggest thing. Can you find ways to speed up a Marquette team?
Marquette has turned it over just 5 times today, 15 for Wisconsin. 16-7 points off turnovers in favor of Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles. Badgers are 50-50 from the field today and are down by 10.
That says a lot.
It does.
Right, you know, just in general.
Chase Ross will inbound. 84-74 Marquette. 2 minutes, 27 seconds to play. The one on Ross. Shuffles to his right. Flips it into Mitchell. Mitchell against Tanjay as the Badgers show pressure and now release as Mitchell will bring it up. Bothered a bit by Tanjay as Mitchell gets it across half court. 20 on the shot clock. 2:15 of the game clock. Ross high on the right. Working against Max Klusman. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounces it out to Jones. Loops to Ross. Catching. Right lane line he goes. Turns up left hand. Rolling out. No good. Rebound. Crow just was able to save it. And here comes Blackwell with 2 minutes to play. Get a bucket here. Who knows? Blackwell driving. Baseline right. Runs it out to Crow. Open three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound swatted into the hands of Ben Gold. With a minute 48 remaining. 84-74 Marquette. Marquette will look to bleed the clock as Cam Jones will hold it left of the center circle. And now a foul called on Blackwell as both teams in the 1-1. Blackwell picking up his second foul. Jones, 3 of 3 at the foul line today. He came in 68% on limited attempts. He has 30 points, 6 assists, no turnovers, 3 steals. It's time that America figure out that Cam Jones is really good. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Tanjay clears. Here comes Blackwell. Blackwell out between the arcs. With a minute and a half remaining, Klesman contested three right side. Halfway down, popped out, no good. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Crowell in the right corner. A minute 23 remaining. Marquette up by 10. Not like the road gets easy for Wisconsin. The next two games also away from Madison. Tuesday at Illinois. Next Saturday in Indianapolis against Butler. Mitchell across half court. Got by Tanjay. Takes it off the left wing and circles it back out high. Shot clock 20. Game clock a minute 13. 84-74. Marquette leading Wisconsin. Jones right hand dribble. He is fouled by Blackwell. Jones back to the free throw line. Third foul on Blackwell. 17 points today, by the way, for John Blackwell.
This is where, for Wisconsin, you're just trying to extend the game. See if you can couple miss free throws. See if you can make a shot.
Yes.
And then you get to 7. You never know what happens.
Winter in for Crowell. Stevie with just 2 points today, but he does have 10 rebounds. Cam Jones, a moment ago, missed the front end of a 1-1. Another one coming up here, and this time he's good on it. 31 for him today. One more free throw coming. 85-74 Marquette with 67 seconds remaining. Second free throw for the senior out of Memphis, Tennessee. The free throw is good. 86-74 Marquette with 105 to play. Blackwell throwing to Tanjay. John driving to the rim and threw it away. Wanted to kick it to Klesman right into the hands of Cam Jones. And that's how this second half has gone for the Wisconsin Badgers. Down to 50 seconds remaining. They're on their feet at Fiserv Forum as Jones will again bleed the clock here, dribbling at the midcourt logo. Shot clock is at 10. Now Jones driving, kicks it out. Mitchell, wide open three, right corner, off the rim. No tip, no. And it hit the top of the glass, and they get a foul called here as well. I think it's going to be Xavier Amos. That'll be his first with 34.6 seconds remaining.
Both these teams are going to have great seasons. You knew coming in this was going to be a good game. Marquette, they came out the second half, and they brought a little bit more energy. I thought Stevie Mitchell, we talked a lot about it, but I thought Stevie Mitchell brought that energy. They played off it. They had that big extended run there. That really gave them that 9-2 run in a game that had so many lead changes in the first half. That 9-2 run is where kind of Marquette built that buffer, and then Wisconsin couldn't get enough stops.
Yeah, 18 lead changes in the first half. Cam Jones will take the rest of the day off. 32 points for Jones today. Showing up to a national TV audience why he is one of the best players in all of college basketball. Second free throw coming up for Chase Ross. Eyes the rim, and the free throw is good. 88-74 Marquette with 33 seconds remaining. Tanjay, quiet second half for him. Backing right of the lane, up over Demarius Owens. Banked it, missed it, closed with the rebound. Low on the right, pushed it up, no good. Ben Gold, the rebound for Marquette. And now the Golden Eagles in position to burn off the remaining time. We're down to 16 seconds to play. Shaka Smart says take it easy. As for the first time, Shaka Smart will defeat Wisconsin in a brilliant second half. The reason why today, as Marquette will win by 14 points. It's over at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Just a tremendous effort from Marquette in the second half. The Badgers, with a lot of unforced mistakes, maybe feeling rushed and really having troubles defensively as Marquette went to work in the second half. Badgers led by 2 at the break. Marquette walks off the floor a 14-point winner. Final score this afternoon, Marquette 88, Wisconsin 74. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Prepaid gift cards are popular for both shoppers and scammers. Only purchase gift cards from authorized retailers. And before buying one, check for signs of package tampering, a scratched-off security code, or added barcode sticker. After purchasing gift cards, use them quickly to avoid theft by a scammer. Finally, only scammers will demand you pay them with a gift card. Learn more at datcp.wi.gov or call the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanelli says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Look, for a time, it had all the makings of a classic. Wisconsin led Marquette at halftime, 39-37. The first half saw 18 lead changes, but Marquette took control in the second half of play and pulled away to a 14-point win over the Badgers, 88-74. Cam Jones leading the way with 32 points. He had 6 assists, 4 steals, and no turnovers. 13 points for David Joplin, Chase Ross, and Stevie Mitchell, each with 12. Ross was 8 of 9 at the free throw line. He also had 8 rebounds. Ben Gold ended up with 9 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Demarius Owens had 4. Trey Norman with 4. Caden Hamilton ended up with 2 for Marquette this afternoon. The Badgers were led by Max Klesmant, 22 points, 6 of 11 from the three-point line as he has shaken his shooting slump. John Blackwell with 17 points today. John Tanjay with 14, but 12 of those came in the first half. Nolan Winter with 7. Stephen Crowell with 2. And off the bench, Kamari McGee with 7. Carter Gilmore with 5 points and 6 rebounds and 5 assists in this game for Gilmore out of Heartland, Wisconsin. Marquette wins it here today, 88-74. This is the Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. More to come here in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, Wisconsin. Local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Marquette, on the strength of a big second half, defeating Wisconsin here today 88-74, outscoring the Badgers 51-35 in the second half of play. Brian Butch outside the Wisconsin locker room. He'll visit with head coach Greg Gard as soon as the coaches finish with his players and staff. The breakdown here today, Butch, you talked about it a lot, you know, during the course of the game. Marquette really good in the second half, and Wisconsin really struggling on the defensive end.
Yeah, you look at the points in the paint. You know, Marquette had 44 to Wisconsin's 28, but 30 of those came in the second half. Points off turnovers, they had 18 Marquette versus 7. And then, you know, Wisconsin was 16 turnovers. And we talked about that number. It's around 9 on the season. Would have been okay with about 12, knowing what Marquette wants to do, but 16 is going to be way too high. And then I think that's where it starts. But defensively in the second half, it just wasn't good enough. Marquette shot 54% in the second half.
You and I talked early in the season where we were just kind of, you know, pinpointing certain games. And this was always one that you pinpoint. And we came to Cam Jones. And you know, Tyler Kolick, also Igudaro, so important for a team that won the Big East a couple of years ago, went to the Sweet 16 last year. But everybody around here knew how good that Cam Jones is and has been. And now I think the rest of the country is like figuring it out, if they haven't already. The triple-double he had against Purdue, a 32-point game today. You know, some of this was easy money, I get it. But this guy just seems like he has the entire package, his ability to drive it to the cup. He can shoot it, distribute. He seems like someone who checks every imaginable box.
Well, he's an All-American. I mean, but this afternoon there were guys that were playing like All-Americans, and John Tonje was another one. So you had two guys that were coming in playing really good basketball. Cam Jones came out and did what he's done a lot of the time. He controlled it. He took over. Even when he had to sit out, the crazy thing is you look at what he's done and how he did it. Only played 32 minutes. He sat out the last almost last six minutes of that first half, came back in with 2 minutes when Stevie Mitchell hurt his shoulder. But, I mean, 12 of 21, 3 of 7 from the three-point line, 5 of 6 from the floor. And here's the other thing, 6 assists, 0 turnovers. He wasn't rushed at all. He controlled what Marquette was trying to do. He's an All-American. There's no question about it. When this is all done, this year is done, he's going to be a first-team All-American player. There's just how good he is. Now, you know, if you look at Wisconsin, what they've done and how they've approached it this year too, you know, the way John Tonge has been playing. Now, a little bit of an off night this afternoon for John as far as getting in that third foul, an offensive foul with the hook, and that's one of those areas that both of the Johns, John Blackwell and John Tonge, need to kind of get rid of as their offensive hooks because they're looking to call those.
You know, you were mentioning that with the foul issues today. Even when Cam Jones was out, Marquette kept order in place. When Tanjay got his third early in the second half, things turned.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, that's when the 9-2 run happened for Marquette. And in a game like this, a 9-2 run normally isn't a big deal. A game that had 18 lead changes, like it's a big deal to go on a 9-2 run. That's what happened. And then Wisconsin couldn't put enough stops together to be able to stop that.
Marquette wins it here today, 88-74. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues as Marquette defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 88-74. A check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard earlier today in the Big Ten. It was Ohio State defeating Rutgers 82-66. Michigan State all over Nebraska at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, 89-52. Getting late in Ann Arbor and a good one going on. Michigan leading the Iowa Hawkeyes 76-70. A little less than 5 minutes left in that game. A couple of more Big Ten games on the schedule tomorrow. Maryland will be at Purdue. That is an 11 a.m. game. And then tomorrow afternoon at 5, Big Ten game. And Eugene as the unbeaten Oregon Ducks taking on UCLA. Oregon 9-0, UCLA sitting at 7-1. Well, 2 games of this 4-game block, Butchie. Tough ones here for Wisconsin. And now you go to Illinois, and then you have Butler. It's the beauty of your sport, though. It's not like you got a week to think about it. I mean, these guys will have to dust themselves off and get ready for a little plane ride down to Champaign in pretty short order.
Well, that's what happens. Like, this is the game, and this is what, as players, you love. You got a chance Tuesday to correct some of the things that you know are correctable. That, I think that's the thing that you take away with it more than anything. The turnovers, okay, those are correctable. And now, defensively, one-on-one and not allowing the straight line drives, those are all correctable. So it's not like the sky is falling. You've dropped 2 in a row, but you're a really good basketball team. Correct the things that you can correct, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to play against an Illinois team that wants to get up and down and run. They still haven't come together yet themselves. They're a group of really talented individuals, but they're not a group that's playing together as five. Your experience and what you do should help you in that dramatically.
Well, everything, you know, when the Badgers were racing out to this 8-0 start, and, you know, we talk with Greg and the staff all the time, and they say, look, there's going to be bumps along the way. It's just, okay, how are you going to handle it? And I think the one thing that encourages us here moving forward about this team is, A, as you mentioned, the mistakes today were by and large correctable. They talk about the chemistry of this team, even in this new era of 3 guys through the transfer portal. You got 7 newcomers overall. They've talked about how strong that chemistry is, and You know, it's all great when you're 8-0, and then you lose a couple games. That's when it gets tested. But I think this team has the chops to be able to fight through this and get things back in order. Hopefully they can as soon as Tuesday.
Absolutely. And there's some things you take away, like Max Klesman, 6-11 from three. Like, that was a good thing. You needed to see Max make some shots. He did. He got out of his slump. Now, can that transfer to Tuesday night? Can you, get some of those things together that aren't necessarily going? You still got to get Big Steve involved a little bit more. He's got to get himself involved more. Rebounded the ball well, but obviously Marquette brought the double team, which allowed, a couple of passes, stuff like that. But just different ways to have him. You're going to play 28 minutes and only give you 2 points, 3 assists. Now he gave you 10 rebounds, but how else can you get yourself involved? Even if you're not getting the ball thrown to you, can you get some tip-ins? Can you find some ways to create some offense, to create some energy so that the focus, of that defense has to collapse on that paint? When it collapses on the paint, now all of a sudden you're going to get more wide-open looks. So there's lots of areas that can, where guys can capitalize.
All right. Still no coach yet. We'll go ahead and take a break. Wisconsin and Marquette, again, all the makings of a tight one, but a big second half for Marquette proved to be the difference here today as the Golden Eagles win it 88-74. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Here we go. Stand by. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Marquette wins it here this afternoon, 88-74. We mentioned Butchie's right outside the locker room, and he is standing by with head coach Greg Gard.
Well, Coach, we'll start here. What are your initial thoughts on this afternoon's game?
Well, it was, to a degree, Brian, a little tale of two different halves. I mean, obviously, in the first half, I thought we were decent at keeping the ball out of the paint for the most part. Second half, obviously, we – it was a stretch really from the 15-minute mark to about the 8-minute mark, where we had 14 possessions and 7 turnovers. And that started the – it allowed them to get in transition. They took advantage of it, allowed them to get downhill and put us on our heels. And that was the – really in 14 possessions is where the difference was. We go from up 1 to down 6. And we didn't do a, you know, good enough job of keeping the ball in front of us. And some of that's with all the misdirection and things they do to attack the indecision or get a switch and try to get a mismatch. You know, the other thing is that when we did get them to miss, we give up 9 offensive rebounds in the second half as well. And then you turn the ball over too much. And specifically, not only you don't get a shot on your end, but you put them in transition. You know, we've always said a turnover is just like a bad missed shot. It's just they're off to the races. And that allowed them to get confidence and get momentum. And, you know, like I said, in that little 7-minute window is where they're able to flip the tide.
You talk about offensively, though, you guys were getting kind of what you wanted. There was just the turnovers that led to that. But offensively, how did you feel like your flow was?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. You know, I thought I haven't seen the